A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Recognize that song, Neil?
I do, and I tell you why. I've heard it non-stop for 3 years in Australia, but I'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah, it's Jason Mraz, who's playing in Singapore tonight at the Star Theatre. And he loves Singapore. He was here for the Grand Prix concert. That was back in October. He first came here in 2006. In a minute, we're going to actually hear from him talking about performing in Singapore. And, you know, again, you and I are a bit old time when it comes to music, but you've got to like his songs. He's really catchy. He's sort of infectious. He's got a bit of a Brazilian kind of influence. Yeah. He's got a great voice. He actually came through the San Diego cafe scene. That's where he kind of got his popularity. And I love San Diego. It's one of my favorite cities, you know, south of L.A. And it's a lot more relaxed than Los Angeles, right there at the border with Mexico. You know, interesting character. And we're going to see him in concert tonight. And once again, Singaporeans will be out in force for him.
Oh, he's extraordinarily popular. And you can see why. He has that very much middle of the road, almost reggae, easygoing, what I call beach music. Mm. I mean, that song, my wife played that song in our car every day. I thought I'd been imprisoned with Jason Mraz. And that bit, that bit, you know, it went on and on. It's a very Australian kind of song in the sense that
that's a fair point.
They like that, what I call beach music, you know, round a campfire, sitting on a beach, strumming an acoustic guitar. Mm. That's why you correctly say he came out of the coffee shop scene, because very much that Phoebe out of Friends, you know, sitting in the coffee shop.
A bit better than Phoebe.
Of course, it's not Smelly Cat. But, you know, sitting outside a coffee shop, strumming a guitar on a beach, strumming a guitar in a straw hat. That's pretty much Jason Mraz's stick.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Interesting enough, he is from the East Coast. You know,
you can tell.
You know, I think he's from that area, maybe just near DC. But he actually moved over. He was supposed to go to college, and he actually dropped out of college. And he was supposed to be going to school in Farmville, Virginia, which is near DC, and went on a road trip. Headed on a west on a road trip. Ultimately, went to San Diego, where he decided to stay. And like you and me, he's super health conscious. He's actually a vegan. He eats mostly raw vegan food. He owns a 5.5-acre avocado farm, which is in Oceanside, California. And people who know LA, California a bit, Oceanside is between Los Angeles and San Diego, closer to San Diego. So when you drive from Los Angeles to San Diego, you'll come past Oceanside. Yeah. It's kind of less salubrious, so probably could buy the avocado farm there.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't tick any more middle-class metropolitan cliches if he tried, did he? Acoustic guitar, coffee shop culture, vegan. An avocado farm.
And bisexual.
Well, there you go. He's ticked every box. he's there. And this is why he's a little bit Marmite for some people. They love him and hate him. I don't dislike the guy. I think he's a very poppy guy and he writes some half-decent tunes. But he reminds me very much of an American version of James Blunt.
Mm.
You know, James Blunt has a huge following, you know, with songs like You're Beautiful, which is his equivalent of I'm Yours.
Mm.
And so for that kind of middle-of-the-road audience, he is massive. But he's also seen as a little bit vanilla, a little bit asinine, a little bit too... And sometimes, perhaps unfairly, sometimes Jason Mraz falls into that category. For example, his last album in The Guardian was given 1 star, which is a very, very low rating for The Guardian.
Mm.
And they said they have never heard such banal lyrics in their life. And I thought, that's a bit unfair.
Mm.
So I had a look. He has a song called Everything Is Sound.
Yeah.
And they criticised the chorus. And I thought, well, that's a bit harsh. And then I listened to the chorus. The chorus, and you may hear this song in the concert. The song is called Everything Is Sound, La La La, and the concert and the chorus is singing, La La La. Let's all sing, La 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 La. Lay me down, everything is sound. Let's sing, La La La.
Oh.
That is the chorus. I thought my daughter had written it. So it's things like that where sometimes maybe he doesn't help himself. But he has a huge, huge following.
Yes, he does. And actually, Sean Wee from Kiss FM spoke to him. Let's hear what he thinks about playing in Singapore, what he's going to be looking for tonight at the Star Theatre.
I wouldn't be where I am without my listeners, without fan supporters. So I'm just When I show up, I look forward to singing with them. That is always something that I really look forward to, hearing the beautiful harmonies and voices singing along at the show. It's a real honor and a gift.
So that's what he wants to see tonight, Neil. I think it's always good. His songs do lend themselves to being sung along.
Well, they do because, you know, if you've got a multiracial audience like Singapore has, you know, different languages, it's fantastic that you have choruses like La La La, let's all sing La La La. Everybody can sing along. It won't take that long to learn the lyrics. So it's going to be a packed crowd, full house, all singing along, la la la.
Yes, indeed. And of course, SPH is the official radio partner of Jason Mraz and his concert tonight in Singapore. So do enjoy it. And especially this song is one of my favorite,
well,
I'm Yours.
You done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.